Outside Radio here on News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. This is Yaffe filling in for Phil Williams today. You can, of course, hear my show Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. here on WVNN. Also listen online at WVNN.com. You know, just one final thought on the whole inflation issue. I do want to give you the numbers just in case you haven't heard. I'm sure you've heard the headlines, but I'll just remind you. Inflation jumped to the highest level in 40 years. Fresh data released on Friday showed as supply chain disruptions, rapid consumer demand, and rising housing costs combined to fuel the strongest inflationary burst in a generation. Now, the rising costs spelled trouble for officials at the Federal Reserve. By the way, this is the New York Times putting this out. The rising costs spelled trouble for officials at the Federal Reserve and the White House, who are trying to calibrate policy at a moment when the labor market has yet to completely heal from the pandemic. But the risk that price increases could become more lasting is increasing. Now, the numbers are that the consumer price index climbed by 6.8% in the year through November. That's the fastest pace since 1982. So just give you some perspective on that. I really like Jim Garrity at the National Review put it well. He said, one of the reasons inflation is such a serious problem right now is that we have an administration, a Fed, and a lot of ideologically or politically aligned economic elites who are wedded to the belief that inflation is not a serious problem. And that is the thing. They're just saying, oh, no, it's transitory. Oh, no, the government can keep spending and it won't matter. Oh, no, a little inflation is good. The economy needs inflation. They either try to excuse it or they try to say it's a good thing. But it is a serious problem. And they're not willing to address it because the ways to address it are to cut spending, cut the size of government. And they can never be willing to do that. So unfortunately, this problem will probably continue. And if they get some of the spending they want passed, it's going to get even worse. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. But I have to play this cut that I sent to Copper just a second ago. So Live Action, which is a pro-life group, a leading pro-life group and a news outlet, they put out this video. Now, it's satire, but it's great because it really shows the hypocrisy of the pro-abortion movement. And it has a little thing here of pro-choice men. And I put pro-choice in scare quotes because I really don't like the term pro-choice. Because the baby doesn't get a choice, and it really should be called pro-abortion. That's what they are. They're not pro-choice. They're pro-abortion. But this is a good video here. I'll play the audio here of the hypocrisy of the argument. Go ahead and play it, Copper.
This is a historic moment. Abortion rights are under attack in America, and it's important for all of us to raise our voices.
Because abortion rights are pro-choice men's rights.
I deserve to be free from any responsibility for some girl I get pregnant.
I deserve to enjoy sex without commitment, marriage, or parenthood.
It's ridiculous to think that just because I'm the father, I'm expected to be a dad.
It's her body, and it's her choice. So don't be asking me for anything.
And look, I'm a caring guy. If I get a girl pregnant and then abandon her, I don't want to leave her alone with the kid. Especially if she might chase me down for child support.
I deserve not to be shackled by kids to a woman my age. So when she gets older, I can upgrade to a younger model.
Guys, we're forgetting that abortion is mainly about a man's sexual freedom.
A woman's sex drive is far more tied to commitment and procreation than a man's.
That's why women's sexuality scares me.
I'm going to tweet this out. So follow me on Twitter at Michael Yaffe because it's actually longer than that. But it's so true. So many on the left, when they make their pro-abortion arguments, they say, well, it's men who want this. It's just men trying to control a woman's body, which is so completely absurd. We all know, and Copper has made this argument on her show and on this show, I'm sure, that many men out there, they're pro-abortion for all the reasons you just said. If you were listening to that and you were laughing a little bit, you're laughing because it's true. I don't know whether to laugh or to cry because it's true. But this idea, I mean, and one part of it was really interesting because he said, I want to be free of responsibility. I want to be free of responsibility for my actions. And that's what a lot of this is, right? They say it's about freedom, but they believe freedom is being free from any responsibility. That's not freedom. You still have responsibilities. Freedom is, yes, freedom to choose things, but also living with the consequences of your actions. You can't have freedom without that.
Yeah, what's the greatest, the number one reason women list for getting abortions? The man won't support them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Or the man tells them to get an abortion.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, I mean, I'm sure you've probably seen it when you've protested outside an abortion clinic where the person driving her is the man.
Yeah.
Either the husband, but a lot of times it's not a husband because, of course, they're having the baby out of wedlock or whatever. But they think, oh, we can just get rid of responsibility. And, of course, they say never. There was one person who said never in the history are we forcing a woman to do something like this. Like, oh, that it could affect her health and her body. And I'm like, if that's the case, then they should be able to abort the kid after it's born, right? After the kid is born, I guess they should be able to abort it because they're required to take care of the kid after it's born, you know, in some way. It's really absurd. Coming up in the next half hour, I want to get into some Alabama politics. The Senate race getting interesting. The governor's race getting interesting, as you know. We'll talk about that and more. And take your calls. 1-866-494-9866. You're listening to Right Side Radio. This is Yaffe filling in for Phil Williams. We'll be back next half hour.